This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس المؤمن بالتعان ولا باللعان ولا الفحش ولا البذي أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected scholars, elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a deen which has laid great emphasis upon correcting of relationships. The first relationship that we try to correct is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a direct impact upon our relationship with other people. Ulama have written, the better our relationship with Allah, the better will our relationship be with other people. So when we have our relationship with Allah is good, we will find our relationship with our spouses, our relatives, our children will also be better. And there are degrees in our relationship with people. The greatest relationship we are supposed to uphold is that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a relationship of obedience and submission to Allah. Then our parents, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah has decreed that you worship no one besides Allah and you be good to your parents. Whenever Allah makes mention of the rights of parents, it is always side by side with His rights, with relationship with Allah. One of the very important and vital relationships which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islam has laid great emphasis upon is our relationship with people of our own faith. That means Muslim brotherhood. There is great amount of emphasis upon this type of relationship. We have all heard the ayat of the Quran, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. All believers are brothers unto one another. This is a relationship which is based on faith, based on the kalima la ilaha illallah. All people who follow the kalima la ilaha illallah, Allah has brought them together in a relationship. It is not only based on faith, it is part of faith. You have different relationships. You have relationship based on economic ties. You have relationship based on ethnicity. We come from the same gam, we come from the same village, we come from the same tribe, we come from the same city. But this is a relationship based on the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We are bound together with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is based on faith, it is part of faith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. You cannot enter into Jannah until you have Iman. Without Iman, you can't enter into Jannah. And you do not have Iman until you have love for one another. Brothers, we have to seriously consider these teachings. Because today that love is gone out of the window. We don't have love for one another. More of our relationship is based on hate. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you do not have Iman until you do not have love for one another. أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not tell you something that if you do, Allah will create love amongst you? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the salam amongst you. Make salam. And in one hadith, make salam to those whom you know and to those whom you don't know. Today we only make salam to those whom we know. Or some people who are from our own village, our own group, our own category. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which Islam is the best? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make salam to the people whom you know and you don't know. This is how you spread love. And you cannot get into Jannah until you don't have love. This brotherhood is unique. Look at the Quranic style with regard to this brotherhood. It is so remarkable. See, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. The message is, don't kill one another. Don't kill your own Muslim brother. But what did Allah Ta'ala in the Quran say? Don't kill yourself. No one kills himself by and large. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't kill your next Muslim brother. But how Allah put it? Don't kill yourself. To kill your Muslim brother is like killing yourself. Huh? Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Make salam upon yourself. It doesn't mean you must make salam upon yourself. It means make salam to your Muslim brother. How Allah put it? Make salam to yourself. Allah in the Quran says, فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Lams means to pierce someone. It means don't find faults in another person. But how Allah put it? Don't look for faults in yourself. To look for faults in your next Muslim brother is akin to finding faults in yourself. What pleasure do you get in finding faults in yourself? You correct yourself, it's a different matter. But you don't take pleasure. Allah says, don't find faults in other people, but how Allah put it? Don't find faults in yourself. This brotherhood, that how Allah has put it, like we are one. That's the way Allah has put it. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu said, Al-mu'minuna ka jasadu wahid. The believers is like one single body. If the eyes feel hurt, it's not only the eyes that feel hurt, the whole body will feel restless. If one Muslim brother is in pain, the entire Muslim brotherhood is supposed to be in pain. That is the oneness of this Muslim ummah. I ask you the question, and I will ask you from time to time when we speak about this topic, do we portray that in our interaction with one another? Do you know the sacredness of this brotherhood? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu one day was making tawaf of the Kaaba and Baytul Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, and he asked Abdullah, is there anything more sacred than this Kaaba and the Baytullah? And can you imagine, we all know the sacredness of the Kaaba and Baytullah. First built by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, rebuilt by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. One whole ruku about Ibrahim alayhi salam building the Kaaba in the first supara of the Quran. That particular Kaaba, if you even look at it, Allah Ta'ala gives you reward. That Kaaba, you make tawaf of it here in this world, immediately in line with it in the year after, in Bayt-e-Ma'mur, the angels make tawaf of it. That is the sacredness and the greatness of this Kaaba. Abdullah, is there anything more sacred than this? And the Sahaba used to say, whenever they are asked such question, Allah and His Rasul knows best. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I take an oath by the hair and by the being in whose hands my life is. The respect and the honor of the believer is greater than the Kaaba. The respect and the honor of the believer is greater than the Kaaba. Do we regard it as great as that? This is the sacredness and the honor of the believer, that it is even more honorable, more sacred than the Kaaba and the Baytullah. This particular brotherhood, my dear respected brothers, makes certain demands upon us. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, in his famous Ihya ul-Ulum, has written 23 rights of the believers unto one another. 23. We are supposed to fulfill 23 rights to one another. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written. And some, let us make mention with regard to one or two of them from the Quran and Hadith. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, "Ya," after making mention of this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu." O believers, don't mock at one another. Don't look down upon one another. Who is better than another person? You don't know. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't praise yourself. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows who is pious. Don't say, I am pious. Allah knows who is pious. Don't praise yourself. Who is pious? Allah Ta'ala knows. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on occasion said a hadith, sometimes a person does so much good deeds, there is one span between him and Jannah. Allah Ta'ala takes away hidayat and he becomes amongst the inmates of Jahannam. Sometimes there is a situation, a person, there is one span between him and Jahannam because of his evil deeds. Allah Ta'ala gives him hidayat. And Allah Ta'ala gives him hidayat, he becomes amongst the people of Jannah. Who are we to decide with regard to who is good and who is better? لا يسخر قوم من قوم أساء يكون خيرا منهم. Perhaps the person you are mocking is better than you in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Why are you mocking at a person? Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, don't mock. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالتَّعَانِ وَلَا بِاللَّعَانِ wala al-fuhsh, wala al-badhi. The believer is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this hadith said four things. Laysa al-mu'minu bit-ta'an. Ta'an means, in Urdu we say ta'ana dena, tans karna. It means to belittle another person. It means, you know, to taunt another person. It means to speak to someone in a way that hurts him. Huh? And this is in, it can be done with your tongue, or it can be done today in today's time with a phone, social media. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, it doesn't mean you are behind a microphone or you are, you know, in today's time, extension with regard to that. You are behind a phone, you got the right to hurt someone, or you got the right to backbite. Backbiting is as haram with the tongue the way it is with the phone. But somehow or the other we feel we got license with regard to it, because of the phone we can backbite. All the commands of Allah Ta'ala is applicable to us, whether it be with the tongue or with the phone. La yaqtab ba'dukum ba'da, don't backbite one another. Are you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother, which is akin? Backbiting means that. Ta'ana and taunting means to hit someone in his face with words. And today it's become an art form. Huh? We make jokes with regard to it. You know, someone who has told someone something, and after he told him something, you know, he felt that he didn't listen. So he repeated it. So the person said, don't repeat yourself, I was ignoring you. So we make jokes with regard to it. But today's sarcasm and, you know, taunting someone has become an art form. But what did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? A believer will not taunt other people. He will not hurt people. And the greatest instrument for hurting is through the means of tongue, and through the means of conversation, and through the means of passing comments. Jarahati sananu lahal tiyamu wala yaltamu ma jarahal lisan. The Arabic poet had so beautifully said, there is a cure for the wound inflicted by the sword. There is no cure for the wounds inflicted by the tongue. How many times I've heard people said, this man told me something 20 years ago, I can't forget it. There is no cure for the wounds inflicted by the tongue. So our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he say? Laysa al-mu'minu bit-ta'an wala bil-la'an. He won't curse another person. A believer will not curse another person. Ulama have written, you can't curse a person directly. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has cursed people generally for their wrongdoings. Allah la'antullahi al-kadhibin. La'nat be upon the person who is a false, who speaks lies. So generally for the person who do wrong. But specifically, you can't curse a specific person. Subhanallah, there's an amazing incident that one day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got angry with his servant and slave. And you know when a person gets angry, he starts speaking and he becomes angry. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in anger, and he was, you know, in anger expressing and manifesting himself. And when the words come out of anger, we all know. We all know what happens. Therefore, they always tell you, be careful with regard to what you say in anger. You know, one teacher one day told me a very amazing thing. He said, you are a master of what you have not said, and you are a slave of what you have said. If you have not said something, you are a master. How must I say it, or must I say it? Until you don't say it, you are a master. The moment you said it, you are a slave. You have to live by what you have said. So this is something that we have. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was, you know, expressing his anger. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came past. And he said, La'anin was-siddiqin kalla wa rabbil Kaaba. By the Lord of the Kaaba, a siddiq and him expressing his anger in such a manner, the two don't gel. Kalla wa rabbil Kaaba. La'anin was-siddiqin. A siddiq expressing his anger in such a manner. Wal kalla wa rabbil Kaaba. By the Lord of the Kaaba, the two do not gel one to one another. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wal al-fuhsh, wal al-badhi. A believer is not someone who is vulgar, and neither does he use as foul language. Huh? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, sibabul mu'mini fusuq. To swear another believer is an act of transgression. The great scholar Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that to abuse and to swear a believer is the way of the sinners, not the way of pious people. Today, amazingly, We associate piety with vulgarity. A person is vulgar. He called people's names. He called people the worst of names. He called great scholars names. Very pious. Sibabul mu'mini fusuk. To abuse a mu'min is an act of transgression. Mufti Mahmud Sahib says, rahmatullah alayhi, to abuse a believer is an act of transgression. It is the way of sinners, not the way of pious people. Walal fuhsh, walal badhi, he is not vulgar. He does not use foul language. This is the way of the believers. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Subhanallah, لا تقاطعوا ولا تدابروا ولا تحاسدوا. Don't cut off ties with one another. Don't turn against one another. Don't be jealous of one another. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Subhanallah, be brothers unto one another. Because all of these acts that you are doing is against Muslim brotherhood, about which Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. One of the things that we have to be careful with regard to it is that we have to be, you know, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't pierce one another. Pierce, and here that means don't find faults in one another. Brothers, to find faults in one another has become something that is very common. You know, Allah Ta'ala says, don't find faults in yourself. To find faults in an ex-Muslim brother is like finding faults in yourself. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, don't pursue, لا تتبعوا أورات أخيه المسلم أو كما قال. Don't pursue the faults of others. If you pursue the faults of others, Allah will pursue your faults. If Allah Ta'ala pursue your faults, Allah will disgrace you even if you stay in your own homes and you don't come out. You know, there was a great alim, you know, Qazi Mujahidul Islam Qasimi. He came to our country. One day he was giving a talk, and I just remember this one portion of the talk. Very amazing. So in this particular talk, he makes mention and he said that, you see, the earth throws up good and bad. The earth brings up good and bad. The earth will give you pure vegetation, will give you wonderful fruits. Look at the beautiful fruits Allah Ta'ala has created. Where it comes from? From the earth. Inna Allaha faliqul habbi wan nawa. Allah Ta'ala splits the seed when it goes into the ground. Afara'aytum ma tahruthun? Do you see what you sow? Antum tazra'una wa nahnu zari'un? Do you bring it out from the earth or does Allah bring it? Afara'aytum al-ma'a alladhi tashrabun? Do you see the water that you drink? Antum anzaltumuhu min al-muzn? Do you bring it down from the earth, from the heavens, or Allah Ta'ala bring it? So this particular everything, this beautiful vegetation, fruit, vegetables come from the earth. And the earth also takes up and brings up dirt. Now it depends upon your nature, what you take from the earth. There's so many beautiful fruits, beautiful colors, beautiful flavors, beautiful taste. The swine won't eat that. It will only eat the filth. Is it the fault of the earth or is it the fault of the swine? Human beings are in a similar manner. They are good or bad. You get good qualities, you get bad qualities. It depends upon you, what you want to seek. And that particular looking at the good and bad is not the fault of human beings. It's your own particular nature what you look at. If you look at the good of people, it shows your good nature. And if you can only see the filth of other people, it tells you about your own particular type of character, more than the character of the people whom you are seeing. وَفِيكَ عُيُوبُ وَلِلنَّاسِ عَيُمْ. People have faults and you also have faults and people have eyes. پری جو اپنے عیبوں پر نظر تو کوئی جہاں میں کوئی برا نہ رہا. When I started looking at my own faults, no one is bad. You can see a small twig in the eyes of another person. You can't see a whole branch in your own eyes. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu told his sons, oh my sons, let your own faults prevent you from criticizing the faults of others. Don't look at the faults of other people. Then amongst the things that we have to pay a lot of attention to, if you can't do anything, if you can't do good to another person, do you know the reward of doing good to another person? Sometimes I think, Ya Allah, I'll read to you a hadith and I will ask you a question. Do you ever, ever regard a good deed equivalent to this? أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أو كَمَا قَالْ. The most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah is to make a Muslim happy. The most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah is to make a Muslim happy. I challenge anyone that ever anyone regarded this to be the most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah. I challenge us. We normally will say a beloved deed is to make the Hajj. I'm not saying it's not important. But who regards making a Muslim happy as the most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So there's many, much benefit. You know, there's a hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you console a person who is going through difficulty, Allah ta'ala will make you wear clothes of honor on the day of judgment. How many people are going through difficulty? We don't have time to do that. We've got time to take our faults. But we don't get time to go and console and sympathize people who are going through difficulty. What type of difficulty people are going through? In our own particular type of, you know, in our own masajid, in our own communities. Go and console people. Sympathize. Allah will make you wear clothes of honor on the day of Qiyamah. You can't do all of this. The least that you can do, don't harm another person. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadih. A Muslim is he who saves other people from the harms of his, from his tongue and his hands. Our Sharia has placed the greatest of, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, last hadith, and I will quote one beautiful, you know, one beautiful incident of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the highest form of iman is the kalima la ilaha illallah. Adnaha alimatatul adha anit tariq. The lowest form of iman is to remove an offensive item from the road. There is no lower form of iman. The lowest form is to stop giving people taklif, to stop harming people, to stop parking in a wrong way. That people are getting. That's the lowest form of iman. There is no lower form of iman. Brothers, even when we see people with mistakes, what is our way? Umar radiallahu anhu one day heard about a person who had taken to alcohol. He was starting to drink alcohol. So Umar radiallahu anhu wrote him a letter. Umar radiallahu anhu in that letter started off with the ayat, Ghafiri dhambi wa qabili tawbi shadiri liqabili tawbi. Allah is forgiving, Allah accepts repentance, Allah is severe in giving punishment, and he has a full capacity of taking punishment and giving you punishment. And he told the person, take this letter, give it to the person when he's sober, when he's not drunk. The person was sober, the person went to give him the letter. He looked at the letter and he started crying. He said, my Allah is telling me, he can give me punishment. He's got full capacity to punish me. But he's also ghafir idham, qabil ittawb. But he will accept me and he will forgive me if I turn towards him. He started crying and he repented. So Umar asked the person, after you give him the letter, come and tell me what happened. So when he came back and he said, he repented. Umar said, that is the way you correct the mistakes of other people. This is the way you correct the mistakes of other people. You show concern. You don't help shaitan against them. You don't speak bad about him, that he becomes even more courageous in doing wrong. Brothers, this brotherhood, when it was strong, it helped us against with one another against oppression. And when it was strong, it even helped non-Muslims from oppression. Muslims throughout our history, not now, we can't even save ourselves now because we're fighting with one another. We used to even prevent non-Muslims from oppressing one another. The Jews in Spain got refuge in North Africa and in the Ottoman Empire. When we were strong, this brotherhood was strong. It even protected its own selves and it even protected other people. Let us strive in making this brotherhood strong. That is the demands of the time.